Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chiefs football this weekend, and you know what that means, Ted.
Of course I do. Yeah. Get ready for another primetime game for the Kansas City Chiefs. This one on Sunday night, home at Arrowhead. The Chiefs hosting the top scoring team in the league. The Detroit Lions come in on a 4-game winning streak. Here we go again. Looking forward to that on Sunday night with the call from Mitch Holtis as we welcome him in as we say good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning, Theodore. And this week, we revisit the folks at Credit Union of America, the local mortgage leader that puts borrowers first. CUofAmerica.com. Steve, you're very wise. I've learned this over the years, Hall of Famer. Now, Katie, who's a faithful listener, listens to us every segment, lives out of her horse trailer. Can you get a home mortgage loan from Credit Union of America for a horse trailer that you live in?
Sure you can. Right?
Okay, good. Okay, I just want to get that clarified. I asked her, where does she live? She goes, well, Cheney, Garden Plain, Goddard, West Wichita, Eastboro. I go, wait a minute, you're going west to east. Yeah, her zip code of identifications are odometer.
Of course, the restrooms in those horse trailers are kind of small, so it's kind of make do.
Well, and they kind of smell. I don't know if you need to clean them out. The old roadside park. Anyway, yeah, sure. She, just depends. I go, oh, you're going west to east. I see. Sometimes it'll be Clearwater. Then sometimes it's, I don't know, Douglas, Andover, Valley Center. She's everywhere. You'll see her horse trailer. They'll go through town today. Give her a honk.
Looking forward to Sunday night, and it seems like we say this every week. The Chiefs facing a high-scoring offense, the top scoring team in the league. The Lions come in averaging 35 a game on a 4-game winning streak, and here we go with these two heavyweights.
Your point's a good one, Stephen, but I'm going to take it. I'm sorry. Yes, Ted. Sorry, Ted. I'm going to take it a point further, and no pun intended. They have a chance, the Lions, the Detroit City Lions, to lead the league in scoring in back-to-back years at 35 points a game. If they continue this pace, they will have the highest back-to-back scoring average since the 1941-42 Chicago Bears of Sid Luckman. That puts the Lions offense into historical context. And yes, they have, it looks like a fireworks stand on the 2nd of July. They got a lot of stuff in their offensive package.
You know, Mitch, I started looking at the stats and I look at the Lions. They are in the top 10 in the NFL in giveaways, turnover margin, yards per game, yards per play, fewest sacks allowed, total sacks made. But so are the Kansas City Chiefs. They're in the top 10 in all those categories, too.
It's just the glitchy mistake that the Chiefs have made, that drop pass by Kelce against the Eagles. That's a 14-point swing. Mm-hmm. The 99-yard pick six, 14-point swing last week. Other than the game against the Chargers in week one, the Chiefs are closer to 4-1 than they are 1-4. And so that's why this game, I think, Sunday night, has all the makings of an epic classic. the fact that the Chiefs really now starting to click on offense. One guy caught up with is Hollywood Brown. I know got a lot of OU fans in Wichita. The Hollywood now, I said it's like the state track meet. I think I told you guys this last week. The school bus is pulling up, and you're getting ready to run the 4x1 because this is the fastest team Andy Reid has ever had. But it's also flow and getting into a flow and being available and being right there. And I asked Hollywood Brown what it's like to be actually in the flow.
It's certainly one of those deals where a guy that you have doing those things. And the Chiefs seem to be limited on options at the beginning of the season, but it seems like every week we get into more and more better options.
And I don't care if it's Capen or Wichita West or Andover, we can go all through the high schools or Trinity High, the fact that the offensive line is playing much, much better. In fact, the game against Jacksonville, when I reviewed the video, the offensive line, I think, had their best game collectively as a group since Super Bowl 57, which was the zero sacks game against the Philadelphia Eagles when they got T-shirts made. I'm starting to see that vibe come along now with the O-line. Now, they'll be tested. Aiden Hutchinson he'll smash your iPad with all your plays on it. He's elite, right? 30 pressures, second in the league. As a whole, the Lions have 16 sacks. Only the Broncos have more. But you have all the guys you're talking about, we alluded to, and then you have this offensive line playing with confidence and cohesiveness. You just feel like you're on the edge of going to the Riverfest fireworks display.
And we mentioned that stat of fewest sacks allowed. It seems like we get the impression sometimes, especially at the beginning of the season, that Mahomes just being constantly pressured. But he's finding ways to get some positive yardage in the running game for himself. And I think, like you said, the offensive line is doing a better job of not allowing him to be hassled as much as he was earlier in the season.
Leads to an interesting stat. Patrick leads the team in rushing. He's only one of two quarterbacks in the league that does so. Kyler Murray of the Arizona Cardinals is the other. But, hang on. They are the only team in the league, the Chiefs, where they have three guys that are over 160 yards rushing. Because you throw in what Kareem Hunt has done, including a 33-yarder last week, and then Pacheco starting to get into the flow, using that prepositional phrase again. But, yes, I mean, the run game isn't just Patrick scrambling and, let's run for 40 yards. It's getting the other runners in the game. And then Rashard Smith is starting to come on, too, week by week as a runner and as a receiver. So that's just more of the fireworks display that we've seen a little bit of, but I think we're going to see a lot more of if everyone can stay healthy.
Injury situation?
Well, Xavier Worthy would be the one. His ankle swelled up again yesterday. And he, on the plane ride down to Jacksonville, it was swelling up. Now, I don't think it's a major chronic problem, but it seems to be a little bit of a chronic problem if it swells up from time to time. And it did so yesterday. That's why he's on the injury report. But as Steve knows, he and I lose sleep over a lot of things, but I'm not losing sleep over Xavier Worthy being available on Sunday night. I think he'll be ready to go. The caveat is it's 8:24 on a Friday morning, but I think he'll be ready to go along with everybody else for the most part, other than maybe Christian Fulton.
The Chiefs and the high-scoring Detroit Lions, Sunday Night Football. Pre-game coverage with the Chiefs Network at 6 o'clock on Sunday night. Kickoff at 7:20 p.m. Sunday, right here on your Wichita home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
How?
Mitch Holtis, we must ask you.
How?
How does this matchup between the Chiefs and the Lions somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa, Kansas City Chiefs, Sunday Night Football, Dick Knight Train Lane update?
Oh, it's so very, very obvious here. And no one says how like Steve McIntosh.
How?
And when you see Steve downtown, hey, Steve, how? What is today, Steve? October the?
10th.
Yesterday was the?
9th.
See how? That's brilliant. Now, let me go back in time. I'm stuck in the 30s because I'm infatuated with Al Gebert, the head coach of the Shockers. I don't think he gets enough credit. Why don't Shocker historians, sports historians, talk about this cat?
It should be a T-shirt.
This guy, they need a T-shirt. Bring back Al. Where's Al? Al, let's go. He got the game at West Point with the member, the Secretary of War. He worked out that deal. He replaced Washburn to go to Division One. You guys go down, we'll go up.
Yeah.
Yesterday, October the 9th, 1937, a huge game as Ad Lindsay got on a special train along with a bunch of fans. They came from Lawrence. And on their team was a young quarterback by the name of Ralph Miller. He wasn't eligible to play yet. And all the Jayhawk fans went to the Hotel Lassen and chopped it up the night before the game, including the team. Where was the Hotel Lassen? Is that where the Broadmoor is now? I don't know. Anyway, Hotel Lassen.
It's still there. It's sitting there empty downtown.
Oh, okay.
It is there. Wow. Okay, well, that's where all the KU people stayed. And they Al convinced Ad to come on down to Wichita and let's play a little ball. It was the only win that Wichita had against KU in Wichita. 18-7 was the victory. Only one of two wins over KU all time for the Shocks. And it was Tronner Smith, a 25-yard touchdown pass reception that the big star of the game was King Harold. You remember King Harold, do you not, Steve?
King Harold. Yeah.
King Harold, Harold Brill, Brill the Thrill.
Yeah.
65-yard touchdown pass to Jakey Ogden. The offensive line, I talked about the offensive line of the Chiefs. Let's give props to the offensive line of the Shocks on that day. It was Mickey Perino. It was George Axe. Love that name for a lineman. Johnny Cotter, Dave Johnson, Nick Stevens. And as Jack Copeland, the sports writer at the time, said, WU has now entered the world of big-time college football.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Give it up.
Yeah.
Let's go, Al. Bring back Al. Final score, this just in, October 9th, 1937, Wichita, 18, Kansas, 7. Come on, Al.
June 18th, 1970, Lassen Hotel, my honeymoon. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TMI, Ted. Is there a monument there, Steve?
I hope so.
I think I spoke there for our credit unions, and they go, what's this monument for Steve McIntosh outside of room 416? Well, this is where Steve spent his honeymoon night. Yeah. I'm like, wow.
TMI, okay. And yet it all comes together.
Hotel Lassen. Yes, it does. It's the full circle of life. I love it.
All right, Chiefs on Sunday Night Football and the Lions. Have a great call Sunday night. And as always, we say thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Steven. Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Mickey Perino, George Axe, Johnny Gutter, Dave Johnson, Nick Stevens. Offensive line never gets enough credit. Yeah. The old line got it done. All right.
There he goes. Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, every Friday morning live right here with Steve and Ted.
Sean says Trump is proud to announce peace agreement. The Hannity Morning Minute coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.